Hey, here you are. It's time for Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. I don't know about you, but most of the time my dreams are pretty weird, and I don't really remember them, like, ever. Today's story is about a dream that Luke had, and that dream brought some new things into light for him and for his family. And here's the catch. Luke is a 10-year-old boy. He's in fourth grade. Let's jump into a conversation between Luke and his mom, Allie.
My name's Luke, and this is my spirit story. This is a crazy dream I had, and when I woke up, I immediately thought it was from God. In the dream, I was standing in a dark room that was almost pitch black, and there was a clock in the room that read 101 very clearly. Then it moved on to the next section of the dream, where I was standing looking out a window, and the world was dark, and I saw Jesus come in a blast of color, red, blue, green, yellow, and near the center, it was almost like it was pixelated. It looked like black and white near Jesus himself. Then we come to the next section of the dream where my family and I are standing on the bridge. We're standing there and the bridge starts to crumble beneath our feet. It crumbles completely into the water and we rise up to heaven. And at the end, I was worried because I didn't get to make it to third grade.
So when you woke up from this dream, how did you feel?
I felt the most excited I've ever felt before.
And you came out of your room and you came into the kitchen. You were all wrapped in your blankie. And there I was standing there making breakfast. And you said, "Mom, I just had this incredible dream. You told me about it. And do you remember what I did or what I said?"
He said we're all six of us on the bridge.
I did ask if everybody was there. It's a good question. We're all six of us?
Yes, everyone was there.
We all got to go to heaven. That's a relief. And then I said sometimes numbers in dreams mean things if the dream is from God. And sometimes we never know the answer to that. But I thought, I'm just going to ask him, does 101 mean something, God? Because that was so clear in your dream, right? It was like one of the most important things.
Yes.
And so I just said a quick prayer in the kitchen and I said, "Would you tell us whether 101 means something or not?" Right after I prayed, I thought Revelation 10:1. And I did not know what was in Revelation 10:1. But I looked it up and here's what it says. "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, and he was robed in a cloud, and with a rainbow above his head, his face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars." And this section of Revelation is describing the return.
All the colors.
Yeah, the return of Jesus in rainbow and from heaven and in a cloud and in the sky. And we were amazed, right?
Yeah.
We were like amazed that that's the section of the Bible that this dream was describing.
You started to cry.
I started to cry. A lot of times when I feel the presence of God, I cry. And I started to cry. And I believed that this is what God was telling you in your dream. Listen, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. It says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven and with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord."
Yeah, that's what happened in the last section of my dream. Everyone rose up to heaven and met God in the sky. So Mom bought me some new paints and paintbrushes, And I painted a picture of the whole story. It's kind of like a comic strip. Each section of the dream. One where it's dark, the next where Jesus is in a blast of color, one where we're all standing on the bridge and the bridge starts to break, and one where we're rising up into heaven.
So, Bud, you're 10 now, but this dream happened 2 years ago. You were 8, so yeah. A lot younger than what you are now. But we're still talking about it, and it hangs in our house, and it really still impacts how much we believe God and believe the Bible when we read it. Your dream has had a big impact on that for me. I was wowed by the fact that God gave you this dream, which is precisely how the Bible describes Jesus returning to earth, but you had never read it. Why do you think he would do that?
Well,
why not just read it in the Bible? Why has he got to give you a dream about it? There's no right answer.
To I just say,
wondered what you thought.
That it is going to happen. That the Bible's not some made-up story that Christians have adapted to believe.
Do you believe him?
Yes.
Do you believe this is going to happen?
Definitely.
Do you think we might be alive for it?
I think there's a reason why God gave me the dream.
Luke, how awesome. Dude, thanks for sharing your story. You're a brave little guy, and I got to see that painting. Dude's an artist. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.